Now, Ruth and I have a form of testimony that we regularly use that applies these scriptures. So rather than preach it, we'll demonstrate it. Okay?
My body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. My members, the parts of my body, are instruments of righteousness yielded to God for his service and for his glory. The devil has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus. I overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony, and I love not my life unto the death. My body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for my body.
Every one of those statements is taken from the Bible, see? Now, I don't know why we should have all the blessing and you just sit there and wish it could be yours. So we're going to say it again, phrase by phrase, and give you the opportunity to say it. Now, this is your confession. You're not saying it because we're saying it. You're saying it because the Bible says it. You understand? If you believe the Bible, you believe these words. So we'll say it phrase by phrase, and you say it after us. Now, you're not talking to us. You're talking into the unseen spiritual world. And there is where your words have an impact that you can't even begin to measure. All right? Are you ready now? Phrase by phrase, after us, not with us.
My body is a temple.
For the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus.
My members, the parts of my body, are instruments of righteousness yielded to God for His service and for His glory. The devil has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus. I overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. And I love not my life unto the death. My body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for my body.
Amen. Now, if you really believe that, you have to thank God. Just take a moment or two to thank Him. That's the expression of your faith. Now, I just want to point out one more thing. There's only a certain kind of Christian that's entitled to say that. It says about these Christians, they did not love their lives to the death. In other words, they were totally committed. For them, the most important thing was not to stay alive. It was to do the will of God. So you have to check. Are you committed? Satan has no fear of uncommitted Christians. He laughs at them. But committed Christians threaten him because he cannot defeat them. See? All right, that's just an example of the Word of God used as a weapon against Satan.